On this podcast, I really enjoy talking about faith and family and everyday life and how they can more peacefully coincide with grace-based rhythms, because I find that as busy moms trying to juggle so many things, it's what we need to talk about more, because the struggle is so prevalent for so many of us. It's real life. And God didn't create us to live under so much stress, but so many of us do. And today we're going to talk about how we as working Christian moms can find a sustainable, grace-based rhythm in our everyday life that keeps God at the center while juggling the demands of work and family. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. Being a working mom in itself is already a really demanding role, but how can we manage to keep God at the center of our lives with all the responsibilities that we have in and outside of our jobs? How can we live in a rhythm that allows us to feel good in all the important areas of our lives? A big culprit for so many of us is the amount of stress we carry from one area in our lives to another. And as women, we tend to compartmentalize less, and the emotions and stress from one area of our lives can easily bleed into all the others. Even though this can be an obvious challenge, it's not impossible to feel less strung out. It's not impossible to live present with less guilt and stress and have more enjoyment with just a few mindset shifts and a little bit of intentionality. I've talked on the podcast before about having grace-based rhythms, and if you want to reference back to that episode, it's episode 13, where I specifically talk about conquering overwhelm by setting up these rhythms within your day. But for a quick rundown of exactly what I mean when I say grace-based rhythms, it's really about aligning your life with your faith, allowing God's grace to flow through every aspect of your daily routine, and inviting Him into your day, even in the hard times when things don't go as expected. And it's also about giving space to yourself with more grace as well. More than anything, adopting this rhythm in your life is more of a mindset shift than anything else. Being a mom, living on this earth, functioning in a place that is embedded with sin, we're promised, even biblically from Jesus, that we are going to have problems in this world. We're guaranteed, even with our best intentions and however much we prepare ourselves to limit problems or setbacks, we're going to have hardships come. Things are guaranteed for us as long as we live on this side of heaven to not go as planned. So, with knowing that, why are we so hard on ourselves when things don't work out how we want them to all the time, especially those things that fall out of our control? Not that I want us to look at things with a negative mindset and expect the worst. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if we know things could happen, rather than get upset or overwhelmed with those circumstances, we can give ourselves grace and work within the setbacks, inviting God to come alongside us and to help guide us. I like to look at setbacks and as invitations from our Father to ask Him to come with us, alongside us, to journey with us, and to guide us. As God's children, as His daughters, our desire should be to have unbroken companionship with Him throughout the day. That's how He created us, to live in relationship with Him. And I think a lot of us ask for God's direction and leading in our lives, but we're so busy and we go so fast that we miss His little instructions and the Spirit's nudgings in what we see as insignificant moments that are interwoven throughout our days. How many of us have feelings like we're stressed out, that we're trying to cram too many things within our schedule, or that we're burned out even? Or how about if we have people who randomly pop up in our minds, or feelings that we need to do something or check in on someone or to give that hug? We like to rationalize in discomfort and put these nudgings and feelings off and move along with our day at light speed. But what if these yieldings or even quote unquote setbacks are little invitations from God to bring His presence into our lives? A lot of times, sure, we can't be 100% confident that all of these nudgings could be from God, but we could also ask, how can we be sure that they're not from God? If we're truly asking God for His guidance and His will to be done, and our desire is to walk in His ways, why wouldn't God want to show up in the big and tiny little insignificant moments within all of our days? Every day is a new day with its new mercies. Our faith journey and our love relationship with the Lord is not a one and done deal. It's a constant daily commitment. And I think we forget about that a lot of times. It's a constant desire we have that takes action and faith and also a constant humble submissiveness on our part. If you're listening to this episode, it's probably for some reason, and it's most likely because you have an awareness of yourself to some degree that you're going at a level in life that's not really sustainable. You know there's something better out there for you and you want it. So let's talk about it and let's do something about it. In order for us to take action on something, you really have to have a desire somewhere to do it. And it comes down to intentionality and action. Starting your day with prayer and even devotional time, if you have the time, and some of us do and some of us don't right now, but even if it's just a few minutes before the chaos of the day begins, I find that setting aside that time can help ground us spiritually and mentally for whatever lies ahead. If we want God to lead our days, we really need to ask for it. Having a few minutes of sacred time in the morning can truly set the tone for the rest of the day. If we're having a morning, and a lot of us do at times, but if our morning's just not going the way that we want it to, talk to God in the things that you're doing, or listen to worship music while you're packing lunches, or have your phone read scripture to you. Pray while you're putting on your toddler's shoes before you head out that door. Or like simply stop for a few seconds when things are spinning and ask God for help and allow yourself to take one or better yet, three deep breaths in and out and pause and then continue to go about your day. Inviting God into our morning routines, however they look, is huge and can set the day up completely different for us. But how about we take it one step further to finding more of a sustainable rhythm? Because I think the majority of us know the significance of having a solid morning routine of some sort, but truly, how can we maintain a genuine connection with God throughout our busy schedule and build a rhythm that helps us be successful in this? And this is where a lot of us get too busy and overlooked to do this, but this is where grace comes in. It's really all about finding those little moments throughout the day to pause and reconnect. Whether it's saying a quick prayer while commuting to work or having time set aside during your lunch break or even involving your kids at bedtime with prayers, just trying to infuse our day with moments of spiritual reflection and invitation, not just one specific time in the day. It's really about incorporating faith into our daily routine. It's key to maintaining that balance. We all have moments of unexpected waves of overwhelm, and it's within those moments and times that we need to remind ourselves of the importance of grace, both God's grace and giving ourselves grace. Learning to prioritize what truly matters and let go of the things that can wait. Leaning on our faith communities for support and encouragement can be invaluable during those challenging seasons as well. Which then poses yet another question. How do you strike a balance between our roles as a wife and mother and professional and follower of Christ? And it's really about priorities and boundaries. I've learned to be intentional about carving out time for family and my career and my spiritual life. And this can look different from day to day. And it might mean saying no to certain commitments or delegating tasks to others and being realistic about what we can and can't handle within the season that we're in. This helps prevent burnout and allows us to focus on what truly matters most. And remembering that a no now does not mean that it has to be a no forever. Setting boundaries and knowing your limits are essential components of maintaining a sustainable grace-based rhythm. And then adapting when things don't go exactly how you had planned from the get-go. I try hard not to overly share my personal circumstances, so it gives you opportunity to reflect for yourselves within your own lives with what gets talked about on the podcast. But to be transparent with you all, me and my family's world has been completely rocked this last year with us living out God's divine timing and God's divine infinite wisdom in bringing Brandon, my husband, and our kid's dad home to heaven in this last year in October of 2023. These last 5.5 months have been nothing like I have ever experienced before. It was completely unexpected and something that we're still working through every second of every single day. It was unexpected. Our kids now being 16, 13, and 10, they're supposed to have their daddy just like so many other families we get to see get to have theirs. But we don't. Not right now in the way we know how and are used to experiencing him. Every situation that I may or may not have thought of before as overwhelming has almost a guaranteed stamp of overwhelm now blanketing it because of what I'm having to now walk through as a single mom. And it still really cuts so deep to even have to say those words. It's almost like it's still not real. This was never in the plans, but it's the reality right now and forever will be as long as the four of us are walking this earth. I read somewhere that grieving is a grace. And honestly, some days I can read that and accept it and work through it. And other times it just makes me mad. But that can be a topic for another day. But grieving is a grace because it's a vehicle which brings us back to our need for God. And just like you and me, our circumstances, the unexpected hiccups, and the roadblocks that come our way during the day are no different. These happenings are redirecting all of us and teaching us of our need for our Father. Suffering, overwhelming circumstances, stress, anxiety, they're all invitations to grow in intimacy with Him. Without these things, it's honestly more easy to overlook or forget God and our need for Him. So, to take us back to living with the rhythm in our lives that's grace-based, we know we have hardship and unexpected things come up. That's guaranteed. But what are we going to do about it? In all that we do, try to keep God at the center. In motherhood, in life, in your career. Embrace imperfection and let go of the notion that you have to have it all together. None of us have it all figured out, and that's okay. What matters most is our willingness to surrender control and trust in God's plan for our lives. So lean into your faith, prioritize what truly matters, and remember that God's grace is more than sufficient for whatever challenges we may face. And until next time, may you find peace and purpose in the rhythm of your days, knowing that God is always, always with you. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.